Orillia politicians moved back into the newly renovated council chamber last week, but without the city's coat of arms on display, as city staff continue to work with federal authorities to update the symbolic work. In 2021, council passed a motion to update the coat of arms, with a budget of $7,073, following discussions with the Chippewas of Rama First Nation about the depiction of an indigenous paddler on the work. At the time, city staff reported that Rama requested the red-colored paddler be updated on the coat of arms to portray a natural skin tone. However, updates still have not been made to the coat of arms, as the project is currently with the Canadian Heraldic Authority. The project is currently with the Canadian Heraldic Authority and is subject to their timelines and availability, said Ali Bradford, the city's culture coordinator. As such, we are unable to provide an anticipated date at this time. In order to proceed with the project, the coat of arms accompanying letters patent will need to be sent to the Canadian Heraldic Authority, but Bradford said the city is still awaiting a specialized box to send the document. The document will need to be examined by heralds to see if it may be changed, which may or may not be possible, depending on its condition. Changes to the letters patent need to be made prior to updating the coat of arms, Bradford said. The wooden coat of arms is a piece of artwork that was commissioned following the creation of the letters patent approximately 20 years ago. It is separate and does not form part of the Canadian Heraldic Authority process, she said. Changes to the letters patent must first be finalized before the wooden coat of arms can be updated. Following the completion of the changes to the letters patent, the city can then proceed to engage an artist to update the wooden coat of arms. Should it be impossible to alter the letters patent, the city will have to create a new coat of arms, Bradford said. If the Canadian Heraldic Authority decides that it is not possible to alter the letters patent without damaging it, then a new coat of arms and wooden coat of arms would need to be created and staff will need to report back to council, she said. So far, $920.95 of the approved budget has been spent on the project. The Canadian Heraldic Authority estimates that it will cost $400 to update solely the Indigenous paddler on the current coat of arms.